Campbell River Mayor Kermit Dahl is offering insights on how to navigate potential U.S. tariffs, while reassuring local businesses that the municipality will offer support with what could become a turbulent economic period. If these tariffs do go into effect, it could really shake things up for all of us, says Dahl in the video posted to the city's social media on Wednesday, February 12. We will see supply chain issues, higher costs for our businesses, and ultimately higher prices for everyone. In the upcoming weeks, the City of Campbell River's Economic Development Department will share updated information, as well as reach out to the community to hear the specific challenges impacting businesses in the hopes of finding solutions, he said. The video comes after U.S. President Donald Trump signed executive orders to impose 25% tariffs against steel and aluminum imports into the U.S. The tariffs will come into effect March 4, with no exceptions for Canada and Mexico, despite the pause on 25% tariffs against all Canadian and Mexican goods until early March. If Trump moves ahead with 25% levies on all Canadian goods, which includes 10% on energy and critical minerals, then the total tariff on steel could increase to 50%. Dahl says the potential tariffs present challenges, but also offer opportunities for innovation and resilience. He echoed many of the public policy suggestions made by politicians, policymakers, and business leaders across Canada since the tariff announcements rocked the country at the beginning of February. We need our provincial and federal governments to step up and make Canada more attractive to investors, Dahl says. Let's push them to remove any outdated laws that are holding us back and break down barriers to interprovincial trade. By doing this, we can move products more easily across provinces and open up new opportunities for our businesses. Let's also branch out to other international markets so we're not as affected by sudden decisions from the U.S. Read more. Premier's pleading tariff case in Washington, holding a poor hand. BC analyst. In the meantime, as always, shop locally, Dahl added. Take the time to understand product labels and whenever possible, buy products made in Canada.